我们请一起低头同心默祷预备心。
Let us all bow our heads and prepare our hearts in silent prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们这一次灵恩布道会前的圣经讲习会。
Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Bible seminar preceding the spiritual convocation.
我们一起来唱赞美诗389首。
Let us now arise and sing hymn 389.
好，我们现在要一起同心跪下祷告。
Now we will kneel down and pray together.
感谢神，这次借着世界联合总会的协调，我们请到台湾总会所差派的田辉煌传道又来到我们美国来协助圣工。
And we thank God for his arrangement that the International Assembly has arranged for Preacher Tian to come here once more from Taiwan to help with our holy work.
田传道上个礼拜才刚刚协助了南加州的伯恩教会的灵恩会。
And last week, Preacher Tian was working in Baldwin Park Church in the spiritual convocation and evangelical services there.
其实在来美国之前，他才刚刚结束在中国大陆以及香港圣工的协助。
And prior to coming to the United States, he was also doing holy work in China and in Hong Kong.
我们这个礼拜灵恩会之后，田传道就要飞到东岸协助那边的教会。
And after our spiritual convocation here this week, he will fly to the East Coast to participate in the holy work there.
可以说是马不停蹄啊。
So he is on work schedule that does not include any breaks.
所以我们在祷告的时候，我们特别求神帮助田传道。
So in our prayer, let us especially ask God to help Preacher Tian.
因为田传道有一点感冒。
He is having a cold infection right now.
我们求神祝福田传道，让他有体力。
So we ask God to bless him with stamina and strength.
能够来跟我们分享从神那边来的话语跟信息。
So that he may be able to share with us the message from God's word.
我们现在就一起同心跪下祷告。
So now let us kneel down and pray together.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all the brothers and sisters.
首先非常感谢神的带领。
First, I would like to thank God for His guidance.
让小弟有这个机会再一次的到这里跟大家一起来学习。
That He has given me the opportunity once more to study the Word with all of you.
记得从上一次到这次应该隔了很多年了。
And I remember that there have already been many years since the last time I was here.
我刚刚也看到了好多位认识的弟兄姐妹哈。
And I've seen many familiar brothers and sisters once more.
那因为小弟在二月被差到香港跟中国大陆协助圣工啊。
And in February, I was sent to China and Hong Kong to help with the holy work there.
在那里一天要讲八堂课。
And on that trip, I had to give classes for 8 hours a day.
刚好气温都在一度，平均在一度两度了。
And the temperature was on average about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius.
回到台湾又接着忙春季灵恩布道会啊。
And upon return to Taiwan, there were many spiritual convocations.
最后是在自己的单区和南台中教会忙了。
And finally, I had to do the holy work in my own home church.
台中市的南台中教会啊，灵恩布道会啊。
And during the South Taizong spiritual convocation.
那个忙完了， 一天整理行李，我就坐飞机来美国。
And after that was concluded, I had one day to pack my luggage and come to the United States.
上个礼拜在伯恩啊，大家都非常的用心哦，准备灵恩布道会啊。
And last week in Baldwin Park Church, everybody put a lot of effort into preparing for the spiritual convocation.
也带着沙哑的声音哈、哦，那个咳嗽声啊，跟他们一起忙了一个星期啊。
So I had to also participate in the spiritual convocation with a hoarse voice and a cough.
总是感谢主哈，那一个星期的圣工做完毕，今天再过来这里。
Thank God, we were able to successfully conclude a week of holy work there, and I was able to come here.
因为昨天晚上咳得比较厉害，所以没有睡得很好。
Last night, my cough was quite severe, so I was not able to sleep very well.
所以今天下午周传到机场接我。
So this afternoon, Preacher Zhou went to the airport to pick me up.
那简单吃个越南河粉呢，回来我就休息一下。
And after having a bowl of noodles, I came back here to rest.
感谢主啊，休息一下，声音比较有啊。
So thank God, after a brief rest, I have a little bit more voice.
原本呢是本来想跟大家探讨圣经讲习的经卷是《使徒行传》啊。
Originally, I had planned on studying the Book of Acts with everyone during the Bible seminar.
因为它里面有很多的圣工内容啊，跟我们今天教会的发展是很有关系的。
Because there's much to learn about what we can do today for the growth of the church work.
那因为我看到只有三个时间了，大概怕讲不完啊。
So because I saw that actually our time is quite short, I was afraid we would not be able to finish.
所以后来再请人联络我们来分享提摩太前书啊。
So after a further communication with San Jose Church, I decided to study 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书，提摩太后书，提多书啊，这个是被称作教牧书信啊。
And the books, the letters of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus from Paul are considered the pastoral letters.
说起来，这里面也谈到一些就是跟教会牧养有关系的内容哈。
And the main theme in these letters is regarding the pastoring of the church.
我们在谈教牧书信以前呢、啊。
Before we get into these pastoral letters.
我们就先来认识一下那个作者保罗。
We should first have a little better understanding of the writer, who is Paul.
他是犹太人啊。
He was a Jew.
他有这个罗马的国籍了。
And he had a Roman status, citizenship.
也受过希腊文化和犹太文化的熏陶。
And he also received a very good education, both in Greek and in Hebrew studies.
他自己这样说。
So he said himself.
说他所学习的道理啊。
All that he had learned.
他不是从人领受的。
Was not something that he received from men.
他从哪里领受呢？
Where did he receive it from?
我们来看一下加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
加拉太书的第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第一章我们来看这个。
Let's look at verses 11 and 12. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12.
十一节，保罗这样说。
Paul said,
说我素来所传的福音呢，不是出于人的意思。
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导我的。
For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it.
乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个启示在原文是什么意思?
And this word, revelation, what does it mean in the original language?
我们常常有人会讲说，我得到启示，或者我得到感动。
Some people often say, oh, I've received a revelation or I've received a movement.
这个用词在中文呢，它有不同的意思了。
And the way it's used in Chinese is a little different meaning.
如果我们在看小先知书的时候,
if we look at the minor prophets,
他都会谈到说，在什么时间，然后 某某人的孩子得到从神来的默示。
And it will say that during a certain period of time, such and such a person received the movement of God or the word of God.
那个默示跟启示哈。 它是有分别的哈，默示跟启示。
So there's actually a difference between these terms used for the prophets versus revelation.
我们讲默示通常怎么说？
What does it refer to in the book of the prophets? Of the prophets.
大家可以讲一下吗？
Can anybody describe what it means when it says?
在提摩太后书3章16节说，圣经都是神。 神所默示的。
For example, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, Bible is the inspiration from God.
那默示，我们用最简单的话来讲，应该怎么说？
So how should we explain this word, inspiration?
可以讲一下吗？
Does anybody want to take a...
稍微有点互动可能好一点点了。不要客气。So
don't be shy, speak up. Do you have any ideas?
不然我们看到那句话要怎么解呀？
How would we explain that verse?
如果我们明白以后，再用那个词语啊，才会有一个很好的分别。
And once we see this phrase, we need to have a very clear understanding of what it means.
有没有人要说默示？哎呀，都太客气了哈。默示，我们通常讲的白话就是这个。 另外一个中文表达就是感动，默示就是感动啊。So
being inspired can also be translated as being moved.
所以那一句话，圣经都是神所默示，也就是说，圣经都是神的灵感动的，感动。 我们英文是讲 move 是吗？不是 inspire touch 没有哪一个最好 ？inspire， 应该 inspire 比较好。那个启示，中文的解释就是拉开，打开，拉开。
However, the word revelation means to open or to reveal.
我们来看一下那个《哥林多后书》哈，第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter
3。《哥林多后书》第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter
3。第三章，我们来看这个。 没关系，我要起来是不要紧哦。哦，第三章，哎，麦修亨啊。第三章，我们来看请看那个十四节啊，十四节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14.
十四节这里有谈到说那个帕子还没有揭开揭去。
Paul writes here that the same veil remains unlifted.
在希腊英文里面这个揭去这个英文字跟加拉太书讲的那个启示那个英文字是同一个字的。
So here, in this verse, in the Greek, the word unlifted is the same root as what we read in Galatians about Revelation.
那这个启示被打开，知道神的事，知道神的道理，并不是我们人自己可以用自己的方式做到。
And so this revelation, to be able to open up the word of God or the meaning of God's word is not something that we can accomplish ourselves.
这个就是要神的帮助了。
This requires the working of God.
开我们的眼睛
to open our
eyes. 你才能够看到神的道理的奇妙。
To be able to see the mystery behind God's word.
我们看那个诗篇119篇。
Let's also look at Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
119篇，我们来看130节。
Let's read verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130.
这里说你的眼一旦解开。
Here it says, the entrance of your words gives light.
就会发出亮光。
Gives light.
使愚笨的人通达。
It gives understanding to the simple.
所以一个人从不明白神的道理到明白，这个真的是要发出亮光哦。
So in order for someone without understanding to truly understand God's word requires light.
我们再来看119篇的18节。
Let us also read the same psalm, verse 18.
这里说求你开我的眼睛。
Here it says, open my eyes.
使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
That I may see wondrous things from your law.
所以我们在这里很清楚的可以明白。
So from these verses we can see clearly.
就可以体验保罗学习神的话，他完完全全知道这是从神这里启示打开给他明白了。
That Paul in his writing knew very clearly that it was the revelation of God that showed him God's truth.
除了用心要研读圣经以外，
apart from making our own effort to read and study the word.
这个祷告的功夫也不能少啊。
We need to have the prayer to be able to understand.
那问题是启示在什么地方啊？
And where does revelation come from?
我们来看加拉太书第一章。
So let us turn again to Galatians chapter 1.
16节啊。
Verse 16.
第一章16节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 16.
说启示在他的心里面。
To reveal his son in me.
所以神道理这个发出亮光啊。是亮在你的心里面呢。
So when God's word gives light, it gives light in your heart.
在保罗的信主的过程到做福音事工上面。
So from the time the process of Paul believing in Jesus Christ to his service.
我们可以看到他真的是如他所讲的他的道理是从耶稣基督这里启示来的。
We can see very clearly how everything that he taught and wrote was from God.
他的人生可以分作三个时期。
And his life can be divided into three segments.
由出生到蒙召。
From the time he was born until he was called.
也就是从他的故乡大树 到蒙召在那个往大马色的路上。
That is from when he was born in Tarsus to when he was called on the road to Damascus.
所以谈到他第一个人生讲出生到从这个出生到蒙召就是从大树到大马色。
So we can see how his life from when he was born to when he was called as being this road from Tarsus to Damascus.
那他第二个人生啊
The second part of his life
就是从蒙召到被差
was from when he was called to when he was sent.
也就是从这个大马色一直到安提阿被用啊
That is from Damascus to Antioch when he was sent.
第三个人生阶段
The third segment of his life
就是从他被差遣到殉道
From when he was sent to when he was martyred
也就是从安提阿一直到最后在罗马这个地方为主的福音殉道
Which was from Antioch until the last place in Rome where he was martyred for the gospel
他也是法利赛人
He was a Pharisee
也就是讲非常懂得圣经的人
In other words, he knew the scriptures extremely well.
根据《使徒行传》第五章那里这样讲。
And according to what it is written in Acts chapter 5.
他是受教于当时很有名的老师叫加马列。
He had been a student, a pupil of the famous Jewish teacher Gamaliel.
所以我们可以看到他的一生啊。
So we can see in his entire life.
可以用这么简单的十几段落来做一个认识啊。
We can see the segments of his life to have a better understanding of it.
那我们主要讲到这里的时候，特别就提到他所写的十三封的书信啊。
And at this point, we need to mention his 13 letters.
那他的书信的列别可以分作三种啊。
And these epistles can also be divided into three.Types.
第一种叫做旅行的书信，就是在这个旅行布道的时候，他写的给教会啊，教会写的书信啊。
The first are the missionary letters which he wrote during his missionary trips.
我们称作旅行的书信哈。
These are called the missionary letters or missionary epistles.
那这个旅行的书信呢，大概时间是在。主后的52年，一直到58年左右哈。
And the time period in which he wrote these was approximately between A.D. 52 to 58.
那他最早写的经卷是什么
？What was the earliest letter that he wrote？
既然要了解保罗书信，我们这些基本的他的一些东西哈，知道一点会比较好啊。
And since we are studying one of the epistles of Paul, we need to understand some of these basics.
最早写的是什么
？Which was the earliest letter of Paul？
可以讲一下吗？你说呢？啊，那个，很多圣经学者在做研究的时候
，When theologians are looking at studying these letters，
那有人说啊，第一封书信是讲加拉太书啊。
Some people believe that Galatians was the first。
那这种讲法。在英国、美国有圣经学者这样认为啊。
And the theological schools of thought from from England and the United States believe this.
但是有较多的圣经学者认为是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》是最早的第一封。
But other theologians believe that First Thessalonians was his first letter.
尤其在欧洲的基督教圣经国家，他们都认为是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》啊。
Especially the European school of theology.
还有英国、美国的圣经学者，也有很多人认为也是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》啊。
And there are also many theologians from the UK and the United States.
那当然，第二个就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
And
帖撒罗尼迦后书了哈。
And then the second one would be Second Thessalonians.
这两卷呢，大概在主后52年到53年哈。
These two were written about the year 52 or 53 A.D.
那再来，那这个地点是在哥林多这个地方写的哈。
And they were written while Paul was in Corinth.
然后再来是那个紧接着啊，加拉太书、罗马书、哥林多前后书啊。
And then following that, Galatians, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
这个临前后啊，我知道哈。那这个差不多是在主后55年到58年了，左右写的。And
these were written around 55 through 58.
那加拉太书跟那个罗马书哈，都在哥林多这边写的哈。
Books of Galatians and Romans were also written in the city of Corinth.
然后那个以弗所书是在，这哥林多前书是在以弗所这个地方写的。And
1 Corinthians was written in Ephesus.
哥林多后书在那个马其顿这个地方写的。And
2 Corinthians was written in Macedonia.
那这是那个有关那个第一类的书信，旅行书信，它比较偏重这个。 教义方面的论述跟申辩哦。And
these letters, the missionary letters, mostly discussed theological matters.
所以他出来在传福音的时候，他在辩驳跟犹太人、跟外邦人。你再看到他那个前面的那六封书信里头，谈到教会论。So
When he was on these journeys, he was often debating and convincing the people he wrote to. About the doctrine of the church or the doctrine of salvation.
有很多跟教育有关系的，几乎都是遍布。
And so many of them have a lot of doctrinal content.
那第二种书信是那个坚毅书信。坚毅书信。
Oh, okay. The second category of his letters were the letters he wrote in prison.
这是他第一次被关在罗马监狱的时候写的。And
these were written the first time he was imprisoned in Rome.
就是主后61年到62年。And
these were written about the year 61 to 62.
这个监狱书信大概我们知道哪四卷。And
we probably know which four letters these are.
来讲一下。
Which four letters?
每一个经卷它都有它的背景啊，它的历史，了解一下以后，我们在看的时候就比较容易抓住它的重点哈。So
every letter has its historical background and context. So when we understand them,
按是第一卷了，以弗所书，再来呢
？Ephesians.
哦，腓立比书。
Philippians.
再来呢？ 哥罗西书，再来呢
？Colossians.
啊？ 腓立门书，对，这四个哈。These
four.
哎，他真的很厉害。It's
pretty amazing.
没有被关，他都可以写，而且可以传福音呢。No
matter whether he was in prison or not, he was still able to write these letters and preach the gospel.
就今天我们把它讲的轻松一点，我们忙跟不忙都可以传福音呢。
So if you translate it into our lives, no matter if we're busy or not, we can preach the gospel.
We may feel that
in an invisible prison, being too busy to preach the gospel. But Paul was actually imprisoned. But even while he was in prison, he was able to convert people to Christ.
哇，真的是太厉害哈！
So this was a really amazing.
那第三种书信呢？我们叫做教牧书信哈。The
third category of his letters were the pastoral letters.
我们如果按照顺序排哈，顺序。So
in order.
提摩太前书再来呢？First
Timothy.
再来呢？啊？提后提多。 还有没有别的？我们那个中文排版，圣经排版是提前、提后、提多嘛。其实按照时间来讲是，它的顺序有点不一样啊。再来是什么？写完提前以后再写什么
？What was the letter he wrote after?
最后才写提后。
The next one was Titus, and then 这是在主后
六十五年到六十七年啊。
And these were written between 65 to 67 A.D.
他写完了提摩太后书以后
，After he wrote Second Timothy，
他就被带到罗马的广场教训。
And he was then taken to the Roman Colosseum and martyred.
所以你如果看到那个提摩太后书，你看看到后来他写那个信心的凯歌。那个美好的仗我打了。
So, if you read Second Timothy, you read his victory song.
刚跑的是我跑了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race.
当守的道我守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
他是慷慨激昂的去面对，他要被训导啊。
And he wrote these verses in bravely facing his impending martyrdom.
所以真的很不简单。
So it was really not an easy feat.
如果你知道这个时间顺序，你在看他的每一卷的时候啊，你就比较容易了解作者在讲述神的话的一种用心了。
And if you understand the context in which he wrote these letters, you can have a better sense of his, the author's intent.
神借着圣灵感动他写的时候的那种用意，你也会去明白。
And also, the work of God's Spirit, in him while he was writing these letters.
你才不会一看到经文都用自己的想法去想啊。
Then you won't use your own thinking to interpret the Bible.
所以我们看到整个这个保罗哈，他到后来的教牧书信呢，就没有再像那个第一次写的那个旅行书信呢，注重教义的申辩、辩驳比较深的一些道理没有。
So we can see, in, therefore, at the end, during the pastoral letters, he didn't go into these debates about doctrine.
所以你看那个提摩太前书、后书、提多书啊，他里头啊就不再注意这个东西，因为他那个时候已经年纪很大了。
And so in 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy, he doesn't go into these things because he is already advanced in age.
其实也不应当说年纪太大啊。
Actually, he wasn't really that old.
他大概是主后四年出生的。
He was born around the year 4 A.D.
他主后六十七年就被杀了。
And he was martyred in the year 67.
他活了六十三岁。
So he lived 63 years.
对今天我们来讲还不算很大。
So for today's standards, that's not
very old. 而是他活着做神的工的时间到了。
But rather, his time in serving God had come to an
end. 他这个时候所关注的不是那个神学的论辩。
So what he was focused on in his last letters were not theological matters.
他所关注的是教会要有人接棒。
What he was focused on was that the church needed workers to continue.
那为什么被称作教牧书信？这个在过去也是经过一番的争论以后，圣经学者共同就称这个三卷叫教牧书信。
So, these were named the pastoral letters after a fair amount of discussion among scholars of the Bible.
有没有想过为什么这三卷被称作教牧书信？
Do you ever think about why these three letters are called the pastoral letters?
这个不是今天我们随便乱讲啊，这个都有经过一定的时程，然后最后被公认出这三卷叫教牧书信哦。
These are not just things that we have made up. These are terms that have come to be after much discussion and study.
讲看看为什么。
So think about why they are called this way.
你自己想的吗？还是怎样？我哦， 因为有时候回答问题，我通常会问你是怎么想的。
So Brother Wu said it's because he is teaching the young ministers or workers how to take care of the church.
有的被我这样一问的时候，他就害怕，他就不敢再坚持了。
So Preacher Tan asked, "How did you come to that answer?" And it's important to understand why we believe so.
他讲的那一点没有错，里头教导都是跟牧养教会关系的内容。
And it is true what Brother Wu said, that the content of these letters is focused on how to pastor the church.
被称作教牧书信。
And therefore, they are called the pastoral letters.
它还有第二个原因蛮强的。
But there's another reason, 可以想到吗? which is also as important.
有些时候要想一想，不该想的不要想。
It's important to think about important things.
第二个是因为这三卷都是写给传道人。
And the second reason is that these three letters were written to preachers.
一个是提摩太，一个是提多。
That is to Timothy and to Titus.
所以基于这两点这三卷就称作教牧书信了。
So because of these two reasons, the three letters are termed the pastoral letters.
所以我们这个时候我们做了基本的了解以后
So after we come to this basic understanding,
那我们会想到一个问题
We have another question that arises.
我们来看一下使徒行传的第九章
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章
Acts chapter 9.
第九章我们来看这个第九章的，请看十五节哈。
Acts chapter 9 verse 15。
这里说主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去。”
But the Lord said to him, to Ananias,
他是我所拣选的器皿。
For he is a chosen vessel of mine.
要往外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬主的名啊。
To bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
很特别，神拣选他，说要让他成为神在外邦人和众人面前一个宣扬主的一个重要器皿呢。
So we see here, it is very unique that God has chosen Paul to be a chosen vessel before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
神选召他就有这个目的哦。
So God chose him for this purpose.
你曾经有没有想过你自己神选召你要做什么？
Have you ever thought about what God has chosen you for?
在这个世界玩的吗？
Is it to play in this world?
你的责任就一直是这一直赚钱赚到死掉吗？
Is your duty to make as much money as you can before you die?
是这样吗？
Is that it?
我们有时候自己慢慢想想。
So we should reflect on this question ourselves.
那我们看到这个保罗受洗完以后，就是神要用的贵重器皿了吗？是吗？
So after Paul was baptized, was God ready to use him right after?
是这样吗？
Is that what happened?
我们来看那个加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn again to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书的第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第一章我们来看这个十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
十七节他也没有上耶路撒冷去。
He did not go up to Jerusalem.
见那些比我先做使徒的。
To those who were apostles before him.
他受洗完以后往亚拉伯这个地方去。
After he was baptized, he went to Arabia.
十八节说在那边三年呢。
And in verse 18, it says he was there for 3 years.
这里讲的亚拉伯，请你千万不要说是沙特阿拉伯那个地方啊。
And when it says Arabia here, please don't think it's Saudi Arabia.
我曾经听过领会的人说，他去沙特阿拉伯，在沙漠里面这个苦练三年 这个真的是乱讲。
I once heard a sermon speaker say that Paul went to Saudi Arabia and wandered around in the desert for 3 years.
用自己的想法随便去讲神的话， 这个是要被审判了。
That's completely false. And if we use our own interpretation to speak,
我们在讲神的话的时候， 你要忠心讲。
We will be judged for it. And if we speak,
你不能用你个人的想法， 个人的经验， 你的情绪去讲神的话， 这个是很危险的事情。
About the word of God, we can't use our own understanding, our own feeling, or our own thoughts to interpret.
这里讲的亚拉伯是距离耶路撒冷城25里的一个地方。
This place called Arabia was 25 miles away from Jerusalem.
那个是一个小村落。
It's a small village.
他在那边3年苦读旧约圣经。
And for 3 years, he diligently studied the scriptures.
那之后他出来了。
And then he came back.
他出来做什么？
Where did he, what did he come back to do?
我们再回过来看使徒行传的第9章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传第9章。
Acts chapter 9.
第9章，我们来看那个，23节哈。
Acts chapter 9, verse 23.
这里讲扫罗越发有能力，就是讲保罗哈。
And here, when it talks about Saul, it's talking about Paul.
波导在大马色的犹太人。
And
九章二十三节。
Oh, okay.
二十二节。
Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus.
他非常有口才啊，辩论。
And so we can see he was very eloquent in debate.
他也能够把耶稣基督讲得很好哦。
And he was able to prove that Jesus is the Christ.
但是23节那里这样说啊。
But in verse 23, it says,
造成犹太人要杀他。
After many days, the Jews plotted to kill him.
然后这个计谋保罗知道了。
And he found out the plot.
注意看那个25节。
Let's read verse 25.
他的门徒就在夜间啊， 用筐子把他从城墙上垂下来逃命了。
So the disciples took him by night and let him down through the wall in a large basket.
所以他苦读了3年以后， 他自己也开班授徒，一代宗师啊。
So after he studied the word of God for those 3 years, he actually took on disciples.
他最后逃到哪里啊？
And where did he escape to?
26节以下。
Verse 26 and on.
他逃到耶路撒冷去了。
He went to Jerusalem.
当时耶稣的门徒们啊，不敢接纳他。
And actually, Jesus' disciples initially did not accept him.
27节说只有巴拿巴肯接待他。
And in verse 27, only Barnabas accepted him.
然后他劝他们要接纳这个保罗。
And he encouraged the other apostles to accept Paul.
这个巴拿巴这个人呢，对保罗的人生的这个福音工作来讲，一个很重要的一个帮助者。
So we can see that Barnabas played an important role in helping Saul's ministry.
巴拿巴名字的意思叫劝慰者、安慰者。
And the name Barnabas means one who is the encourager.
就他在那里也是很勇敢的、很认真的在传讲神的道。
So even there, he very boldly preached.
但是那个跟着来的迫害也跑到巴比伦，到耶路撒冷讲了。
However, the people who were trying to get him followed him to Jerusalem.
30节这里说。
Verse 30, it says.
所以耶路撒冷城的门徒使徒们劝他，你干脆回去大苏去吧。
When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus.
很奇怪的事情发生。
And a very strange thing happened.
请看31节。
Verse 31.
保罗一离开耶路撒冷的教会。
After he left the Jerusalem church.
结果犹太全地、加利利地区、撒玛利亚地区，教会都得到平安哦。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace.
然后教会被建立。
And were edified.
很多人得到圣灵。
And many received the Holy Spirit.
信徒增加的人数很多。
and they were multiplied in numbers. 保罗很热心啊，奇怪没有，他一离开就有这个现象哎。So, very curiously, when Paul was there preaching, nothing happened, but after he left, this happened. 我们看到他虽然很热心。So we can see, even though he was very fervent. 但是一直到这里还不是神合用的器皿哦。But yet, during this time, he was not a vessel of God. 虽然他走在大马色的路上被主蒙召啊，他三天看不见东西啊。Even though he was personally called by Jesus on the way to Damascus and was blinded for 3 days.
神的大光一照的时候，他俯伏在地，这是他第一次的谦卑。
And when the great light of God shone upon him, he was cast down prostrate, and this was the first time he was humbled.
但是还不是神要的那种工人的器皿啊。
But yet, he was not ready to be the chosen vessel.
哎，后来一个人，一个英雄啊，到后来没有用啊，回到故乡大树去了。
So he thought he was a great hero, but in the end, he returned to his hometown, Tarsus.
这是一个很寂寞的时候。
This was a great time of loneliness.
很孤单的时候。
A time when he was truly alone.
没有神同在的时候。
A time when God was not with him.
这个比杀他都还要痛苦哎。
This is actually worse than being stranded in
the desert. 但是神要用人熬炼人，就必须要经过这一关。
But for God to use a worker, they need to go through this.
你看看那个摩西40年在旷野受训。
For example, Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years under God's discipline.
也是很孤单啊。
It was very lonely there.
你再看那个约瑟。
And also Joseph.
大约17岁被无情的哥哥卖到那个埃及。
About when he was 17, he was sold to Egypt as a slave by his own brothers.
后来被主人的太太陷害。
And he was falsely accused by his master's wife.
被关了两年做囚犯呢。
And he was a prisoner, a criminal, for 2 years.
所以他这个期间有13年呢。
So actually, in that time, 13 years had passed.
后来他从囚犯直接被提升为宰相了。
And so, from being a criminal, he was elevated to the post of a prime minister.
这不是他个人可以完成的。
This is nothing that he could have accomplished on his own.
有神在主导。
Because it was God who was directing everything.
他并没有做错事哦。
He had not done anything wrong.
爸爸说你要去看哥哥在很远的地方牧养。
And his father had sent him to his brothers to see where they were shepherding.
他因为孝顺，然后被无情的哥哥卖哦，灾难就来哦。
Because he was obedient to his father, he was betrayed by his brothers and
sold. 他因为守住道理，不接受主人太太的诱惑犯罪。
Because he held on to being faithful to God, he was accused by his master's wife.
立志不做恶事得罪神。
And he had determined not to sin against God.
他是对的。
He was right.
但是被关在监牢里面。
And yet he ended up in prison.
整个过程他没有埋怨。
But during this whole process, he never complained.
他忍耐等候。
And he persevered and waited for God.
时间一到，替法老王解梦，他就做宰相。
And as soon as he was able to interpret the dream for Pharaoh, he was elevated to prime
minister. 如果你注意看神要用的人呢、啊、
？If you observe these people that God uses,
都有他一个试炼训练的一个时间。
There is a period of training that they must undergo.
这一点苦都吃不了啊，你怎么做神的合用的器皿呢、啊、
？If you can't even bear this bit of suffering, how can you?
你天天只要享受世界娱乐。哎，快乐！请问你怎么样做一个神合用的人呢、啊、
？How can you be a vessel of God if you are pursuing the enjoyment of the world all day long？
圣经神的话，我们看，然后往自己内心看自己，不是去看别人，看自己啊。
When we read the word of God, we have to look within ourselves, not at other people.
那保罗到这个时候还不是神要用的那种人呢？
So at this point, Paul was not yet the kind of person that God could use.
在大树的那十年呢，对他来讲是一个第二次谦卑，俯伏在地，对神的这种归属啊，做得很好啊。
During those 10 years in Tarsus was the second time that he was humbled before God and aligned himself with God.
结果时候到了。
So finally, the time came.
神认为可以了。
And when God felt he was ready,
他就又差派一个人去把他带出来了。
God sent someone to call him back.
差派谁啊？
Who did he send?
谁啊？ 大声一点呢？啊？我看那个嘴型都对啊，只是我听不到声音啊。我坐飞机那个耳朵还有点嗡嗡嗡啊。真的很客气啊，巴拿巴。我们来看那个《使徒行传》十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11. It's Barnabas.
十一章的二十五节。
Barnabas chapter 11 verse 25.
他巴拿巴往大树去找扫罗。
Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul.
然后保罗跟巴拿巴在安提阿工作了一年多。
And Paul and Barnabas worked in Antioch for 1 year.
这个时候，耶路撒冷的总会。
And this led to the assembly at Jerusalem.
他们也有神的灵感动，说要差遣工人往地级去传。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, they were moved to send them out to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以到了十三章才有差派巴拿巴、保罗第一次旅行国外布道。
So that is why in chapter 13, they sent Barnabas and Paul out to the first missionary journey.
所以我们看到那个保罗经过多少年才成为神合用的器皿啊。
So we can see how many years did it take Paul to become a chosen vessel for God?
多少年了？
How many years?
在亚拉伯三年。
3 years in Arabia.
开班授徒大概一年多。
And he received the disciples for 1 year.
但是神不是要他那个时候的个性。
But God did not want to use him at that time.
完全的在神面前顺服谦卑。
And he had to be completely subservient and obedient to God.
经过了大树十年的期间呢。
And after 10 years in Tarsus.
所以差不多也将近十五年了。
So it's almost 15 years, about 14 years.
这个时候啊，神才开始用他。
Only after that did God start to use him.
所以我们要做神的工啊，你自己要先预备好。
To be a worker for God, you have to be prepared.
有的人为了争名字在教会被排啊，那闹的是不可开交啊。
And some people strive to be recognized in church.
但是你真的有那个内涵吗？
But do you have what it takes?
你自我已经训练好了吗？
Have you already been trained enough?
你真的是人才，主耶稣不会让你寂寞的，会用你啊。
If you are truly gifted, God won't let you alone. He will use you.
你光有一个热忱啊，但是没有那个属灵内涵的本质啊。没有一起长大，这个也是很危险的事情啊。
If you're purely fervent, but you don't have the substance and the character to do the work, this is dangerous.
后来我们看到这个保罗，你看得到这么大的智慧、能力、恩赐、权柄啊，他都没有变掉哎。
So we can see that when he started to work for God, after so much work and so many trials, he did not change.
我们再反过来看现在的教会啊。
But let's reflect now on the church today.
稍微被选同工一次，哎，做得不错，哎，开始变掉了。
But after a worker does good work for God, they start to change.
哎，这很危险呢。
It's very dangerous.
反对教会，这个反对真理，这个传异端，什么都会跑出来。
They start to oppose the church or oppose the truth and start to preach heresy.It's very dangerous.
所以这个不能不注意啊。
So this is something we have to focus on.
这个保罗后来被拣选了，当神的工人了。有一个地方我们也不能忽略哈。
And in being chosen as a worker for God, there's something else we need to learn.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
58-60。
From verses 58 through 60.
这里我们看到斯提凡很勇敢地在众人面前做见证。
Here we see how Stephen very bravely witnessed for God in front of all the people.
结果他看到天开了，看到耶稣啊。
And finally he saw the heavens opened and he saw our Lord Jesus.
看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
这个众人听到他讲，就把他带到城外。要把用石头要打死他哎！
And when they heard him speaking, they wanted to take him out of the city to stone him.
有人把斯提凡的外衣啊放在一个少年人的脚前，就是这个扫罗就是保罗。
And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, who was actually Paul.
但是我们看到那个六十节。
But in verse 60.
斯提凡啊，最后要断气以前呢、啊，他大声祷告主说。
Right before he was about to give up his last breath, he knelt down and
不要将罪归于他们啊。
Lord, do not charge them with this sin.
他在为那些害他的罪人呢、啊、祷告哎。
He was praying for those who were persecuting him.
结果这里又写说那个害其中有一个人呢、啊、叫扫罗，看到他被害很高兴哦。他保罗那时候是迫害教会的人呢、啊。
And Saul was consenting to his death at that time. Saul was a persecutor of the church.
神拣选保罗有神的意思。
And in choosing Paul, God had his purpose.
但是斯提凡在这里最后一次的代祷，为那些罪人祷告，也包括保罗在里面哦。
And however, Stephen in his very last prayer for those sinners included Paul.
第九章就看到保罗被蒙召。
And in chapter 9, we see Paul was called.
你注意看保罗的做圣工的精神。
We can see the spirit in which he served God.
他也是为了服侍主啊，被打被关，
and
不害怕哎。
Because he served God, he was beaten and imprisoned without
fear. 那个精神跟斯提凡是一样的。
He had the same kind of spirit as Stephen.
连那个最后的祷告也是一样的。
And the same prayer as what Stephen had prayed.
呀，真的是太厉害了。
This is truly incredible.
我们来看那个提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
我们来看那个十六节。
Verse 16.
我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助我。
At my first offense, no one stood with me.
人竟都离弃了我。
But all forsook me.
但愿这罪不归于他们。
May it not be charged against them.
唯有主站在我旁边，给我能力传福音。
But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
能够离开各种凶恶罪恶。
I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
哎，有荣耀的天国等着他。
And
你看看这个祷告是不是跟斯提凡最后要死以前的祷告一样
？Heavenly glory was awaiting him. Isn't this prayer the same as what Stephen prayed?
所以我们看到一个人被神用、被拣选，我们这样讲的时候，你才会发现不是随便的，都有神的意思的。
So when a person is chosen and used as a worker of God, we can see that God always has his purpose.
那这一部分我们能够做了解以后，
After we understand this.
那我们就来看那个提摩太前书了哈。
So now let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书我们来看那个第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse
15. 15节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
倘若我单延日久。
If I am delayed.
你也可以知道在神的家中应当要怎么样行。
I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself
in the house of God. 这家就是永生神的教会。
Which is the church of the living God.
既然是要谈那个牧养。
Since he's talking about pastoring the church.
所以我们就用这一节做这个提摩太前书的中心经文啊。
So we will use this verse as the primary theme or thesis of 1 Timothy.
如果用这一节做中心经文的思想主题的时候，
If we use this verse as the theme of this book,
我们题目就是永生神的家。
Our theme is the church of the living God.
三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
从这个地方看的时候，我们就可以把提摩太前书六章做了一些更进一步的一个规划。
So we can organize the six chapters of this book.
这个有六条线。
There are six branches here.
它分别是它的章数哈，第一章、第二章、第三章、第四到第六章。
And each one is one chapter.
如果我们这样注意看的时候，他在教导我们什么？
If we look across the book, what is he teaching us?
第一章到 第三章教我们什么？
The first three chapters teach us what?
在永生神的家如何做？如何做？怎么做？
What we should do in
想过这个问题吗？
The house of the eternal God. Have we thought about this?
今天我们在真耶稣教会里面，我受洗以后，我要怎么做在神的家？这个问题我们自己要想一想啊。
Now that I am baptized into the true Jesus Church, which is the house of God,
耶稣讲过啊，
what should I be doing?
你不能侍奉神又侍奉马门呢？
And Jesus said, you can't serve God and serve mammon.
马门就是讲这个钱财嘛，世界的一切嘛。
Mammon means this world or money.
有一天，如果你刚好准备要断气以前。
One day,
你很多事情没有做完，你拥有的那一些， and, 你看看那个时候什么才是有价值啊？
The day before you die, there will be many things that you haven't done in your life.
有些问题我们要去认真的想一想。
Sometimes we have to reflect.
然后再来决定我们要该怎么做。
And then decide what we should do.
这样子你可能，哎，在你的短短的生命里面，可以为你。和在神的国度里面留下什么
？And think about in your short life, what part will you play in the kingdom of God?
那第四章到第六章啊
？What about the chapters 4 to 6?
在神永生神的家，做什么样的人
？Church of the Living God, what kind of person should we be?
哎，我们就很清楚的看到提摩太前书。我们可以分作在永生神的家两大类，两大类的一个认识。哎
，So here, in this letter, in these six chapters, we can see these two major messages.
所以第一章到第三章很清楚地告诉我们，在永生神的家，你要怎么做？你乱做，被审判了。
So in the first three chapters, we should know how we ought to conduct ourselves. If you do what's wrong, then you'll be judged.
既然被教会安排担任什么工作，你就要忠心了。
If you have been assigned some work in the church, then you have to be faithful.
或者没有被安排，你应该怎么做？你自己要去想啊。
And think about how you conduct yourself in doing the work.
那四章到六章
chapters 4 through 6.
你在永生神的家，你要做什么样的人呢？
What kind of person are you going to be in the house of God?
那我就先把各章的主题带过，我们明后天再进去谈它。
So I'll give an overview of each chapter, and then we will go into more detail.
第一章里面的第五节啊。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
他说命令的总归就是爱。
He said, the purpose of the commandment.
这个爱从哪里产生出来的？
Where does this love come from?
看一下第五节从哪里产生。
From verse 5, chapter 1, verse 5.
从哪里？
Where does it come from?
啊？清洁的心，还有呢？无愧的良心，还有呢？啊？哦，从这三个方面产生出这个爱哦。
So love comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith. All these come from the truth.
所以第一章告诉我们，在神的教会怎么做，要行真理的爱。
So the whole of chapter 1 talks about how we love in the truth.
你看到后来哦，他说那有两个人啊，缺乏了这个良心啊，也就是缺乏了爱，后来交给撒旦嘛。你看到后面不是有写吗？第一章的最后。
The very last part of this chapter talks about two people who were delivered to Satan because of their sin.
明天我们再进去内容啊。
Because they lacked love.
那第二章啊。
Secondly, the second chapter.
他这里谈到了教会的侍奉。
The second chapter is about service in the church.
在过去初期的使徒时代教会啊，它的侍奉内容不多哦。
In the early church, there were not that many ways to serve.
是我们现在的教会有很多各种团契的侍奉。
And it is only in our modern day church that we have many types of fellowship in order to serve.
哎，在教会基本的侍奉有，我们明天会上到啊。
So tomorrow we will cover the kinds of service in
church. 然后到了第三章，特别也谈到长老执事的选立。
And then chapter 3 talks specifically about the requirements.
其实那个在教哈，在永生神的教会做什么？要做好你的职分呢、啊？是做好职分。
Elders and deacons, which really comes down to doing the work that is your that is fitting.
你领受的职分不是为了提高你的身价。
And your position is not to elevate your own status.
而是确实要忠心尽到你的职分呢、啊，因为你是为了神在做。
But rather, it is to fulfill your position faithfully because you are doing it for God.
更不能在做的时候忘了自己我是谁嘛。
And you should never forget who you are in the service.
到了第四章啊。
Chapter 4.
保罗劝勉提摩太说：“你这个要做一个好执事哈。”
And Paul encourages Timothy to be a good deacon.
然后第五章
，Chapter 5，
他这里谈到这个要做一个好工人。
He talks about how to be a good worker.
第六章谈到要做一个好仆人。
And Chapter 6， how to be
good servant.
Good servant.
所以我们这样看哈。
If we look at these.
永生神的家
in the eternal house of God.
第一章到第三章要怎么做？这里面要怎么做？
Chapters 1 through 3, what we should do?
你最基本的就是第一章讲要行真理的爱，没有爱，这种教会神不会同在。
The most basic fundamental aspect is to have the love out of the truth. If we don't have love, we can't survive.
那第二章讲教会的侍奉。
Secondly, service in the church.
初期教会为什么这么发达？
Why was it that the early church was so prosperous?
为什么神这么同工？
Why was God with the church?
我们可以从教会的侍奉里面去看看哦。
We can learn from how they served in the church.
再来第三章讲要做好你的职分哦。
Chapter 3 talks about serve in your position well.
哎，信徒有信徒的职分。
All of the believers have their own
responsibilities. 各种圣工人员也有圣工人员的职分。
And the church workers or the church leaders have also their responsibility.
被安立的圣职人员有圣职人员的职分呢。
And the holy workers who are ordained also have their responsibilities.
来到教会不是来做老板呢，当官呢，不是。
Coming to the church is not for you to be the boss.
神给我们每一个人一样的，有一份生命灵魂得救的问题一样啊。
Every one of us has the issue of how to save our souls.
将来神审判也是按照真理来审判了，做得好不好，神真理审判你也躲不掉啊。
God will use the same exact standard of judgment by the truth to examine
everyone. 你不能用私人的感情啊，超越了圣经神的教训。
So you shouldn't use your own personal feeling to go beyond what God teaches in His word.
有些教会哦，他的家族比较多，会有这个毛病。
Some churches where there are larger families might have this problem.
有的搞那个裙带关系啊，很危险的一件事啊。
Start to vie for power. This is very dangerous.
教会不允许有这种。
There's no place for this in the church.
人的感情不能抵触神的话，神的事。
And our personal feelings and relationships should not supersede the word of God.
有错一定要提醒他，规劝他。
If there is something wrong, we have to bring it up to be judged.
这样会帮助他离开软弱。
And the church should help them to depart from their weakness and to be saved.
不是一直敷衍啊，一直让他这样，你一直护着他。
It's not something that
很危险的一件事哎。
We should cover up or try to disregard.
如果他做的是错事，你在他的恶事上面有份。
If it is truly something wrong, you have to bring it to light.
那在教会里面呢、啊，基本你要做这三种人呢、啊。
So in the church, we have to, at the very least, be these kinds of people.
做一个好执事
，to be a good deacon。
我们这一两天会讲到那个好执事，他说要追求什么什么什么，里面有讲。
And we will go into specifics about what it means to be a good deacon, a
good minister.
And then also to be a good worker for God.
And
we are doing God's work, not our own work. Finally, how to be a good servant.
所以提摩太前书很清楚地让我们知道，在教会里面呢，这个牧养的事、牧养教会的事跟内容啊，表露在里头啊。
So the whole book of Timothy, the First Timothy tells us very clearly the work and the way that we should do, that we should serve God.
明天晚上、后天晚上，我们就会进到里面去讲。
So we will go into more details about this in tomorrow and the next day.
感谢主，我没想到我的声音还可以撑到现在啊。
Thank God, I never expected that my voice would last this long.
我还有好几个礼拜，所以也请大家帮我带头啊。But
I still have many weeks ahead of me to work, so please pray for me.
现在我们一起来唱诗500首。
So now let us sing hymn 500.